This is Morning Edition on VPR. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Work has started in Montpelier on a project to expand the heating system used by state government buildings, and it will serve public and some private buildings in the downtown. It's part of a $20 million project to expand the wood-fired heating system, and it's a joint operation run by the city and the state. William Frazier is Montpelier's city manager and says the first part of the project is a big one. It involves disconnecting an old water line that's more than 90 years old, reconnecting the services to another line.
And there's a newer, larger line also in the street. So we're simply going to discontinue the water line, convert the services that are, you know, the buildings that are being served off that old line onto the new line, and then we will be laying the district heat pipes in the trench where the old line was.
Now, of course, any project like this that comes up, there are going to be financial issues, and it seems that there are some early cost overruns that have occurred with this, and I'm wondering if those are going to be compensated for in the state budget.
Well, you know, first thing that's important to understand is that the project is really two different projects. There's the city's distribution system, which is what's starting now, and that's our laying of the pipes throughout the city and then connecting buildings. And that is really an independent project, although connected project, but independent from the state's heat plant rebuild and construction. Now, we're obviously all using the same federal grant. We're going to be connecting to their plant for our heat source. But our agreement with the state is that they will manage and run their project, and we'll manage and run our project. So our project is right now still within budget. We're starting. We're good to go. I think the state did have some overruns and are working their way through the state budget on that, but as far as I know, are still moving their project forward, obviously, because they need to be providing heat next winter.
Now, as I understand it, this is going to be really serving commercial interests, not private residences. Are there enough customers to help the project pay for itself?
Yes. It was really intended to serve commercial interests. Except to the extent that there are apartments in commercial buildings, in which case they could be also serving residents. I think the economics of it don't really work for a single-family home, at least right now. But yes, we have sufficient customers to pay our annual carrying costs of the project, which includes our bonding and operating costs of running the system. That includes private buildings as well as the federal building, you know, with the post office, the county courthouse and sheriff's office, the Union Elementary School, police station, fire station, and city hall. So we have public buildings and private buildings.
Of course, any time a big project like this gets underway, one of people's favorite things is traffic tie-ups. And you know that there are going to be some of those in Montpelier. We already know that the city has some traffic issues, parking primarily among them. Are there any plans to help businesses that are affected by street closures for this project?
We are trying to communicate very closely with businesses and the public about what is going on. There's no question anytime you do any kind of work, whether it's paving or water line repair or sewer line repair or installing district heat lines in a busy downtown, you're going to have disruption. This project is set up in segments, and each segment is expected to last about 2 weeks. And so the idea is, you know, we'll come in, work in one segment, button that up, and move on to the next one.
William Frazier, there are some people in Montpelier who are not happy with the project. They say they can't tap into the service, but they are paying for it, I guess, through taxes. What do you say to the people who say that the project isn't worth it?
Well, first, those are two different questions. First of all, they're not paying for it through their taxes. The project is funded by the users of the system, just like the water system is and the sewer system is. And so it isn't being funded through the general taxes, except to the extent that we are paying, the city and school buildings are paying for the heat, paying their bill for heat through the system just like we pay our oil bill. So they're not paying any more in taxes than they're paying right now to heat city buildings. So that, I think that is a misconception because the city is floating the bond. People assume that their taxes are paying for it. It's not true. In fact, there are some costs that are currently tax-funded in the city budget, which are being transferred to district heat, will actually be reducing their taxes, not increasing them, at least for those services. That's number one. As far as people that are concerned about it not being worth it, I think that's a fair conversation. We've held a lot of discussion about this in the community. It is providing a new service, a heating service that the city hasn't traditionally provided, I think that skepticism and criticism was important. It helped make it a better project. I think it pushed us to be more conservative financially. It pushed us to look at our business model even more carefully. And I think anytime you have a public initiative, you're going to have people on both sides of the issue, and the idea is to listen to both sides and come out stronger. At the end of the day, this has been voted on by our public on three separate occasions, and the approval rating of our voters has been somewhere around 58%. So clearly the majority of people in the city have supported this and approve of it.
And the project is supposed to be completed by fall. Is that still on track?
Yes. Our end of the project is on track to be completed by September, and the goal is to be providing heat from October, beginning October 1. I'm not sure the state heat plant is going to be completely ready then. We're still working out some of those details with them and how to provide heat in October if they're not ready.
William Fraser is Montpelier's city manager, and thanks very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.